This morning the reading is from 2 Kings chapter 5, beginning at verse 1, some of which you'll have heard last week, but just so that you get the context, here is the whole reading. Now Naaman was commander of the army of the king of Aram. He was a great man in the sight of his master and highly regarded, because through him the Lord had given victory to Aram. He was a valiant soldier, but he had leprosy. Now bands of raiders from Aram had gone out and taken captive a young girl from Israel, and she served Naaman's wife. She said to her mistress, "If only my master would see the prophet who is in Samaria, he would cure him of his leprosy." Naaman went to his master and told him what the girl from Israel had said. "By all means, go," the king of Aram replied. "I will send a letter to the king of Israel." So Naaman left, taking with him 10 talents of silver, 6,000 shekels of gold, and 10 sets of clothing. The letter that he took to the king of Israel read, "With this letter I am sending my servant Naaman to you, so that you may cure him of his leprosy." As soon as the king of Israel read the letter, he tore his robes and said, "Am I God? Can I kill and bring back to life? Why does this fellow send someone to me to be cured of his leprosy? See how he's trying to provoke a quarrel with me." When Elisha, the man of God, heard that the king of Israel had torn his robes, he sent him this message, "Why have you torn your robes? Have the man come to me, and he will know that there is a prophet in Israel." So Naaman, with his horses and his chariots, went and stopped at the door of Elisha's house. Elisha sent a messenger, to say to him, "Go, wash yourself 7 times in the Jordan, and your flesh will be restored, and you will be cleansed." But Naaman went away angry and said, "I thought that he would surely come out to me and stand and call on the name of his God, wave his hand over the spot and cure me of my leprosy. Are not Abana and Pharpar, the rivers of Damascus, better than all the waters of Israel? Couldn't I wash in them and be cleansed?" So he turned and went off in a rage. Naaman's servants went to him and said, "My father, if the prophet had told you to do some great thing, would you not have done it? How much more then when he tells you, 'Wash and be cleansed'?" So he went down and dipped himself in the Jordan 7 times, as the man of God had told him. And his flesh was restored and became clean like that of a young boy.
Right, here we are. That's the prophet's house over there. So prepare to slow down and halt. Right, Benny, I want you and your chaps to take care of the money. Now, you're going to have backup from the chaps on the chariots. There's going to be 2 of them, and I want you to stand just over there in a row so you can see all the money. And Zach, can you take care of the clothing with your lads? You need to sort of have about 1 set of clothing toward to each person, so that's quite a few people. Can you stand in another row behind the money? Great, I think we're all ready now. This is a very important man, so I want you all to look smart, and we're going to knock on the door. I hope he's home. Hold on.
He doesn't seem to be coming to the door.
Let's try the bell. No answer. I wonder what the problem is.
Hold on. There's someone coming to the door.
Oh, here he comes. Here he comes. Everybody smart, please.
Sir, are you Elisha? This is my master. His name is Naaman.
Oh, no. I'm not Elisha. I'm Elisha's servant. And Elisha has a message for your master. He says, if you want to be cured, go and wash yourself 7 times in the Jordan, and your flesh will be restored, and you will be cleansed.
Oh, but my master would really like to see Elisha.
Well, I'm afraid that's not possible at the moment. He's a bit busy. So if you come back later, maybe once you've done that, then we'll be able to talk to the prophet. So off you go now. Go and cleanse yourself, and we'll see you later. This is preposterous. This is absolute nonsense. I mean, I've come here all the way from Aram with all these gifts and things, and he doesn't even see me. He didn't even come to the door.
It is a bit odd.
I thought that he would come out to me and stand there and call on the name of the Lord his God and, you know, wave the hands over the spot and cure me of the rest of leprosy.
Well, I don't understand it. I'm sure he could see everything. He could see the clothes, couldn't he? He could see the money.
And what is all this about washing in the Jordan? The Jordan is a pathetic little stream. It's not a real river at all. What about Abana and Papa? They're like, you can put a boat in those, and they're the rivers of Damascus. They're much better than the waters of Israel. Why should I wash myself in Israel? They're a pathetic bunch of people. Couldn't I wash in Abana or Papa and be cleansed?
Well, yes, I quite agree. But I suppose we do need to think about what he's said.
Well, no, I'm off. I'm obviously, this is a big scam. There's no prophet here. He's just faking.
Well, hold on, Master. Let's, you know, if he told you to do something important, something difficult, I suppose that wouldn't have put you off.
Well, what do you mean, something difficult?
Well, I mean, if he asked you to climb to the top of a mountain or something, you would probably have agreed.
I suppose I might have.
So I suppose this River Jordan, it may be a little bit pathetic, but I suppose it doesn't harm to try, don't you think? I mean, we've come all this way.
You know, Benny, if you weren't such a trusted servant, I might not have really listened to you about that. But seeing as you've always done the work and you've given me some good advice in the past, well, maybe it's worth having a try. Shall we go and have a try?
Well, I don't think you've got anything to lose. He said 7 times in the River Jordan, and we'll just give it a go, and then we'll leave.
You know where the River Jordan is from, yeah?
It's not far.
Okay, well, we can always ask somebody. All right, in your chariots and forward. So when we read this story and also the story about the little girl that gave the Naaman the advice to go to Elisha in the first place, both these stories show us pictures of very lowly people, a slave girl and a servant. And yet they are the ones who changed the life of their master. In effect, maybe we could say, even to a great extent, they healed their master of this disease. But if Naaman hadn't listened to his servants, he wouldn't have been healed. Because he wasn't willing to listen to Elisha, was he? He needed somebody to help him to listen to Elisha. And we are in the same position. We are none of us big, important people, and yet we can make a difference to this world. We can make a difference to the people here in London if we just give them good advice. Let's pray. Heavenly Father, we remember how Jesus put aside his majesty and came to us as a baby, and he had to be taken care of by Mary, and he had the humility to look for help where we don't have that kind of humility a lot of the time. So we pray for humility. We pray for the kind of humility to listen to people, to listen to advice because it's good advice and not because it comes from somebody important. We pray for all those people who are in the situation where they can't tell people the good news, where they find it very difficult, where in fact they are stopped completely by laws of the land to tell people the good news that they need to know. But we know, Lord, that you are always working among us. You are everywhere. The Spirit goes where the Spirit wants to be, and no one can stop him. So we trust in you. We trust in you, and we pray for the courage to trust in you and to do all that we do in order to bring the kingdom of God to this earth. And we thank you, Lord, that you provide us with all that we need. And we don't have to work for what we need, but only to work for your kingdom. And we praise you for this glorious kingdom, which we know will come because you have promised it and your word stands. We have seen that in Jesus Christ, who is the Word made flesh. We have seen that, and we praise you because you never forget your promises and you never abandon us. We love you, Jesus, and we love the Father because we love you. Amen.